Variety podcast designed to give you just a little nugget of truth to chew on as you go through your day. Thanks for joining us today. And our reading is going to come from 1 Peter 3, 13 through 17. And the word of the Lord says this: "Now who is there to harm you if you're zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled. But in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. For it's better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil." A brief passage, only five verses, but Peter, the author, is writing to a group of people who are living through chaotic times. If you can imagine it, the times that Peter's readers were living in were probably even more chaotic than we find ourselves living in. And well, I think we all have to admit that we're living in moments of chaos on planet Earth, are we not? I mean, I don't know about you, but it just seems to me as I look around that people seem to be just spiraling down into some kind of hole, just losing a grip on what reality is. Doesn't seem to matter where you look. If you look to the right, people seem to be in trouble. If you look to the left, people are certainly in trouble. And the question for those of us who are Christians is, how are we going to live? How should we live in the midst of this? I mean, the assumption that the Bible gives us is that we ought not to be living like the people around us who are losing their grip, but we ought to be the people who keep our heads no matter what's going on around us. And toward that end, Peter, in this application portion of his epistle, gives us in each verse five pieces of advice that will help us live through chaotic times. How shall we live in chaotic times? Well, Peter gives us advice. First of all, in verse 13, he tells us to be zealous for doing good. He says, "Who is there to harm you if you're zealous for doing what's good?" And basically what he's saying is, who can really complain about your actions if you're caught doing good? What if you're caught red-handed telling the truth? What if you're caught surreptitiously being generous? What if somebody catches you being kind as you explain your hope in Jesus? I mean, how bad is that? Well, it's not bad, but in verse 14, Peter goes a little farther and he says, but what if people do accuse you anyway? What's he tell us here? Well, he says in this verse, don't be afraid. Perhaps you will be unjustly accused. It does happen. He says, don't worry about it. If that happens to you, it's okay. And it's okay because God's hand of blessing will be with you. Listen, he says, but even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled. What a wonderful promise that God is going to bless us when we endure these things with patience. And when we endure these things with graciousness, that's a great promise. We need to know that God is with us, looking over our shoulder, helping us along, giving us the strength we need. In verse 15, Peter gives us another piece of advice. He says, honor Christ above all. He says, in your hearts, honor Christ as the Lord, as holy. Always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you a reason for the hope in you, yet do it with gentleness. Three things that he says. First of all, he says, let it be true and let it be known that Christ is your true priority, that he's your all in all. And then he says, preach him. Now, he doesn't necessarily mean that you should stand up in front of a congregation. This can be just to your neighbor or a friend or somebody that you meet in the grocery store line. He says, be ready to explain why Jesus is your all in all, why your hope is in him. But he said, be careful that you do this with graciousness. Make sure that you're doing that even if your opponent is being ungracious to you. I mean, when we think about it, that makes perfectly good sense, doesn't it? There's no possibility that we'll ever win anybody to Christ, to faith in Christ, by being angry, by being rude, by being abrupt. No. We come at this with graciousness. He says, keep your head even in an ungracious time. And then verse 16, he gives us another piece of advice. He says, keep your conscience clear. Having a good conscience, he said, so that when you're slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. He says, make sure that you keep your conscience clear so that those who slander you can't make their charges stick on judgment day. Instead, they'll be the ones who are put to shame. They'll be the ones with red faces on that day. Make sure that you're not the one who's going to have a red face on that day. And then his last piece of advice is in verse 17, where he tells us to look at your situation rightly. He says, for it's better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil. He seems to be saying, you know, whether you do good or evil, suffering is probably going to be your lot. And since you'll probably suffer anyway, well, make sure that you're suffering for doing good rather than doing evil. Accept suffering as part of the deal and as actually a gracious gift that God gives us to be able to share the sufferings of Jesus with him on planet Earth. So Peter gives us these five pieces of good advice for how to live in chaotic times. He says, be zealous to do good. Don't be afraid, no matter what happens. Honor Christ above all and be gracious. Keep your conscience clear and look at your situation rightly. You know, if we'll bear this in mind, if we will practice these things and do these things now, we'll be ready to live through whatever comes in the future. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for giving us good practical advice from your word. You are gracious to us and kind to us. Help us to be this kind of person, these kinds of people, the kind that we see described here. We'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us again today. We look forward to seeing you next Monday for another podcast of Let's Talk.